Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. And I was speaking with my daughter. I like to speak with her a lot. I say, I have to celebrate from a different, And she was telling to me, why don't you wear a mask? And I say, that's it. The mask has to come.
Edo, no chof des podcast on the OLB. I'm your host, Stel. And before I introduce our guest, Roy, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Stel. I'm very good. Actually, I'm looking forward to the interview with Freddie, which we would at this point like to thank because he's a busy man and he made time to get on the show, jump on the show. So thank you very much, Freddie.
Okay, the one that has to be thankful, it's me. Anything that is connected with Omonia in Cyprus, of course, I'm always willing to participate because it makes part of my life. And until today, I remember the good times in Cyprus and Omonia. So I'm thankful to you guys.
Hey, listen, it's our pleasure, Freddie. And again, from us, thank you very much for joining us. As Roy said, we understand how busy you are at this moment in time. And, you know, you've had such a distinguished career. You know, if we start from the early days at Estoril, you were there from the late 90s, three or four seasons. You worked through the youth academy. Tell me, what was it like growing up in that part of the world and being coached at that specific level?
Okay, so the football in Portugal, it's different from other countries. Here, we are. It's like a university. When you play football, it's full time job. Even when you have 10 or 12 years old, we have a preparation psychologic. They prepare you to be ready. Even when you lose, they prepare you to be ready. Even if you're not a player. So it's a good level in the academies. It's really good. They know how to build men and players. So it was good experience.
So when you were growing up, did you always want to be a striker? Was that your preferred position?
Yeah. Yeah, good question. Like every kid, everyone liked to score the goal. Okay. So I always wanted to score goals. But because I was fast, they was putting me all the times in the wings. I never enjoyed to play in the wings, but the coaches are the boss, so they put me in the wings. But one time in the middle of my career, between 24, I had a conversation with one coach, and I said, I think I have to be more connected with the box. And from 24, I became a striker. Here in Portugal, we use a system normally, three guys up front, and the three guys are mobile, okay? Even the striker can play in the side one can play in the left. So it was easy to transform myself as a main striker. Okay? You can watch Portuguese national team. We have one icon, it's Cristiano Ronaldo. is a winger, is a striker. You understand? Everyone can make this. We are built it. But they prefer fast guys to be in the side. And I didn't like that. But I changed at the middle.
Well, I seem to remember in the late 90s or the mid to late 90s, the popular Portuguese winger was Figo, wasn't it? And you had Simão, and you had other footballers. I think, wasn't it Pauleta that was up front as the main striker? He was at Bordeaux at the time. And he wasn't very mobile if you're talking about having three strikers up top. Now you've got Jota, you've got, as you mentioned, Ronaldo, even Quaresma back in the day. But you weren't that kind of tricky winger, were you? You were a striker. You were the man up top.
Correct. But here in the Portuguese style, we only had, until today, we have a gap in Portugal with the striker. Until today, we had top strikers. We had Eusébio at the time. Then we have to go to Pauleta, Nuno Gomes. We can count by the fingers. There are five strikers in 30 years. So we don't do it good. We don't do it properly. We import the strikers. But wingers, we have a lot. We are good on wingers. We are good in guys in the side, left back, right back. So skillful. But strikers, there was a gap. And I was always dreaming, I want to be in the box. So that's the story. You get you get step by step acquiring finishing qualities.
Absolutely. And at Estoril, you played alongside Paulo Ferreira, if I'm not mistaken, who had a glittering career at Chelsea and at Porto. In fact, he went to Porto from Estoril, didn't he, to play under Mourinho?
He went from Estoril. He went first to one team, Setúbal.
Setúbal. Okay.
And then Setúbal, he went there, correct? But you know his story. And then he catch Mourinho at Porto. I catch Mourinho first in Leiria. He was a young coach, good experience as well. Top class at the time, okay, he was younger. He had like 38 years old, but he was a master in dealing with the group. To be a coach, everyone understands about football. Everyone knows how to make a training. Everyone knows to make finishing. The good thing that I enjoyed working with him, he makes a plan. When he signed me, okay, I was in Estoril, it was second division at the time, and he signed me to first division. It was my first good appearance in the first league. And he made a plan for me. He said, you are fast. We're going to use you 30 minutes in the end of the game. You are young. You will not feel depressed if I put you in the bench. If I put other guys older than you, they will not come with full power. So this is what Mourinho do. I didn't care. I didn't mind. With other coaches, sometimes you are in the bench and you don't understand. It don't tell you why. It doesn't mean that you are training bad. Doesn't mean you are a bad player. It's his plan. And he revealed his plan before everything happened. So this is something that he does really good.
Absolutely. But the thing is, during your time at Estoril, this is great trivia for people that don't know this, because you played alongside not only Paulo Ferreira, Serginho, who ended up as Benfica's assistant manager, and Paulo Sergio, who was at Apoel back in 2013, okay. I believe. He was only there for a few months. So you played with some quality players. But then, as you mentioned, you went to Leiria, under Mourinho. Was it Mourinho that actually signed you? Was he the one that said, I want this guy?
Yeah, it was him. I will tell you. That's why at this time, I believe he do the same. He's a really observer and he likes to go to watch live games. Mourinho was coach of Benfica. He came from Barcelona and he came to Benfica straight. In Barcelona, he was there because he was good with language. He can speak
a lot of language. Bobby Robson, wasn't he?
He was like a translator guy, but he was a trainer. And Bobby Robson left, but he stayed in Barcelona. Then Benfica said, we're going to make a new coach. We want a new beginning. And they signed him. And we played. Benfica have a second team. And he likes to watch the second team of Benfica. And second team played against Estoril. I made that trick at that game. When finished the game, he came to me and he said, nice moves, I enjoy, we keep in touch. After 1 month or 2 months, he left Benfica. He said to Benfica, or you give me 3 years contract to to build the team or I leave. And Benfica at the time said, leave. So he left to Leiria. He called me and he said, I'm not in Benfica. I want you in my squad. So that's where we get connected and it was lovely. So you see, he always have a plan. He's outside, who doesn't know Mourinho, he looks arrogant. It's true. But inside, it's fantastic. Amazing. Amazing the things he do. He's like, you know, when you play chess, that you predict the moves. When he's outside the locker room, he predicts. He uses this armor that he's a hard guy, but he's so soft. Unbelievable. He even cries in the locker room when you do something he likes. Fantastic.
The thing is, Freddie, I think it's remarkable how so many people, different people have different opinions on Mourinho, because I seem to remember when he was at Internazionale, everyone loved him. We saw him crying after the Champions League final because he knew he was going to Real Madrid. Then he went to Real Madrid and he was having problems with Casillas, with Sergio Ramos, the big personalities.
Yeah.
And then he went back to Chelsea and he won the Premier League again after the first time he'd been there. And Manchester United, the problems with Pogba. And then now he's at Tottenham and we're slowly seeing more and more problems, but not internally. Yeah. It's what's happening on the pitch. So now, what was he like with the whole team? Was he a great man manager?
Yeah, from what I can see, it can change, okay? 20 years, it's a lot for you to change, but your route, you will never lose your route. What I believe can be problematic, it's when you have a big ego, and I don't need to speak only about Real Madrid or Tottenham, even in lower division, there are players with big ego. They don't accept when you correct a tactical mistake. So this can have a clash because he's so perfectionist. He really tells you in your face, in front of everyone, I want you to reach 10 goals. To reach 10 goals, I need this movement. Can you imagine to a top player when someone is telling you, I want you to increase your level? Maybe some guy can say, I don't want to increase. I'm already good. Can be a clash. But when you got humble guys like Drogba, he really reached top. Lampard was a normal guy, he reached top. So there are more players that he increase their capacities than the guys that don't like him. It's normal. It's a little bit aggressive when somebody is pushing you. In this moment, if I want to push you, there is a limit. Some guys break, some others, they go with you. So I'm sure this is the problem. It's not arrogance or something.
I agree. I think he's a fantastic head coach and I feel sorry for him right now because he's got such an incredible legacy, but it's almost as if it's being tarnished because of the results. But let's quickly talk about your time under Jose, because he wasn't there for that long, was he, while you were there? Because
he left was only 6 months.
Yeah.
So can you imagine how good a man he is? I will not speak as a coach because some guys like more Mourinho, some guys like more Guardiola, some guys like Klopp. It's a question of taste. Some guys like Cristiano Ronaldo, some guys like Messi. So I will not question his ability as coach. As a man, he was at Leiria, and Benfica called him again. Said, we did a mistake, we want you back. And he went to the dressing room, he was crying, and he said, because of you, Benfica is calling me again. I'm going to improve my life. I'm going to be the coach that I really want. And I'm going to abandon you guys. But I will bring as much as I can from you. I only can take 3 or 4. And he was crying. But Benfica, in that day, didn't let him take all his stuff. And he went to Benfica and he said, or I go with all my stuff, or I don't go. And Benfica, again, didn't want it. Porto came and said, bring all your stuff. So this is a kind of man that doesn't abandon who is with him. So this, you don't change. This is it's in your DNA.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you look at that successful Porto team that won the Europa League against Celtic and then won the Champions League, the squad of players that he assembled, they weren't big names. He took Nuno Valente, who you played alongside, Paulo Ferreira, he had Carvalho, Derle, who's the striker with you.
Correct.
He wasn't buying all these world-class players. he had these players from lower team. Deco, my goodness, Deco was playing lower league, wasn't he? In
nobody wanted Deco. He was at lower league, but he's top class, top class. Yeah. Top
Pedro quality. Mendes, Costinho, Maniche. The list goes on. So he made these fantastic footballers into a squad of a tight unit, which was successful.
Correct. This is in football. Now that I'm older, okay, now I understand football from a different kind of view. Once you are a player, it's so fast. You only train. You only focus on yourself. But now that I am in this part, it's really difficult to put 30 individuals to think at the same way. I don't say there is a secret, but you can win a game defending all the game. You can win a game with ball possession. You can win a game with full attack. And time to time, you have players, they don't accept your idea. You have Greece national team. They win the Euro playing a system. It was not beautiful. It was unity, defending, set pieces. And you had Brazil playing full attack, everybody dribbling. Even the goalkeeper have good dribbling. And you have German style, pass and move. So there are no secrets. Some ones are more beautiful to watch. Some others are less beautiful. But the man inside doing the idea, he must agree with you. Most of the times, us, when we are players, we are doing something that we don't agree. Sometimes it doesn't work. So the coach is the weakest link because his idea is correct. But sometimes we don't do it with full power, with full passion. It's unconscious. You don't like it. I had even when I was in Cyprus, I don't want to tell you the team. They was putting me all the time in the side again because I was fast. I was doing my best, but I couldn't be top scorer. When they put me where I felt comfortable, like in Omonia, oh my God, I feel I play with full power, full passion. And people outside don't understand that. They will think, oh, the guy is playing bad today. So there are these small details. It's so important. The man behind the idea, that's the key.
I think it's also important that when you're playing a certain system, players have to be versatile. So if you're playing a 4-2-3-1, for example, your lone striker, they can't just be able to hold the ball up. They've got to do more. They need to press. They need to work, not just score goals, but also assist. There's a lot more involved in the game these days than just having a number nine that scores goals like a Gary Lineker or, I don't know, Ralfman, for example.
Correct.
There's a lot more to a player these days because there's more involved in the game.
The football went to a level which you have to be so fast. You have to be an athlete. Before, you didn't need to be a good athlete. You just need to be good in one thing. Like you said, top-class strikers, but they only had one quality, finishing in the box. We can have Oliver Bierhoff, excellent with the head. He only can do that. At those times, you built the team around the guy. You put two guys to cross and the guys score the goals. Nowadays, it's not possible. If you have two guys that cross good, the other coach will block your wingers. He will say, don't allow them to cross. So that's why football, it's in another level. Players have to be good in the box, outside of the box, defending. The level is so high now. It's really difficult. That's why nobody is scoring so many goals. Only Messi and Ronaldo in our days and Lewandowski now scored a lot of goals. The others is difficult.
Oh, that's understandable. And the thing is, I know that we're kind of moving on a bit too fast with this question, Freddie, but you know, there's a player that plays for FC Buffa at the moment who I believe is also from Angola, Va. Fantastic footballer. But what advice would you give him? Because as far as I'm aware, he's just disappeared off the face of the planet. Not even Buffa don't even know where he's gone. You know,
He came back.
Oh, there you go. But this is what I'm saying. Like, he's got so much ability, so much potential, but it's almost as if he's flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah, correct. Like we said in the beginning of the conversation, behind the player, there is a man, okay? And most of the people don't have access to the money. So I can, about VAR, okay, it's from my main country, Angola. I was born in Angola and I came to Portugal in a baby, 8 months of age. But I know the mentality in Angola. The things work different. Angola, we are more, you have to have passion in everything. The other things are not understandable. Let's say, for an Angolan guy mentality, when you say training is 10 o'clock, if he gets late 10 minutes, he will think it's something normal. And the coach will say, how are you? You're not professional. It will be blocked. And you have to tell him, oh, come on with the joke. So it's sometimes we don't know what happened. It's a question of mentality, cultures. Football is unique when you are in the field. Everybody see 11 against 11 running. But behind the scenes, there are so many things so difficult to explain that's the secret of the coach knowing your culture. If you are a guy with passion, with enthusiasm, you cannot ask enthusiasm to a guy that doesn't have enthusiasm. He will never deliver enthusiasm. And some coaches sometimes they can't read this. I can say it by myself. I am an enthusiastic person for football or whatever. If we go to an example, if we go to one place to dance, I love to dance. My God, I dance salsa. I dance. It's, you can feel it. You can ask this to other guys. So when I'm in the field, whew, I want to please the fans. I get the heart starts boom, boom, boom. Some other guys, they are so cold and they are so good players, but they don't. It's a matter of culture.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, look, Freddie, I've got one more question before I pass it over to Roy. Sorry to bring back Jose again, but
no problem.
I know that he was at Barcelona around about the time when Ronaldo, R9, was at the club, and you mentioned your pace. Did he ever compare you to him or give you ideas on how he played so that it can improve your game?
Yes, he never made this comparison, but the moment he was speaking with me when he was in Benfica, he said, Freddie, with your pace and with your enthusiasm, you can reach good level. And he was the one advising me to go to Angola national team. He's such a good guy. He really tells you in straight ahead where is your level. He said, Freddy, for Portugal national team, you can go. Imagine you can go one or two times, but in Angola national team, try to go. You can make history with your own country, you will be suitable there. So I follow his advice. We qualified World Cup. It's amazing, his vision. If I was another guy, I would say, come on, you're saying I cannot play in Portugal national team. I could be down, but I took it to the other level. He said, you can do great things. Good is to reach your potential. And to reach your potential, he was saying, in Portugal, you are a winger. We don't like to use strikers. If you go abroad or national team and you become a striker, you will make good things. But then he left. We only stayed 6 months together. But his vision, so that's why I appreciate. He really has a vision and a plan. Maybe you don't like this plan, but it's a plan realistic. And I follow it and I'm thankful to him. Until today, time to time, we send message. I say, happy birthday, like he had birthday, I send him a message, he replied back, it's a gentleman.
Freddie, Tottenham's training ground is about a 5-minute walk from my house. I can walk to Tottenham's training ground. I might go there one day and say, hey, Freddie says hello. He's going to say, what's this? How do you know him?
You will be shocked if you say this. Oh, I met Freddie from Leiria and he played in Cyprus. You will be amazed how the time that he will spend with you. Will say, really, how is the guy? You will see the other side. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Fred, do you also know Vitor Severino? That's at Shakhtar.
Vitor Severino.
Yeah.
So many names now. Vitor
Severino. Because he's at Shakhtar, the assistant coach. Because I was talking to him because I know Vitor for a long time, and he also knows Jose Mourinho. So there's a lot of people from Portugal that know the guy. This is what I'm saying. Like, he's a legend in that country. Like, no one can say a bad word about him.
He's a legend, and we know some things that people don't know. We know when you go in England or in Spain or Italy, surely don't do this. But when he comes to Portugal and he goes in his city, he goes to the sea, to the beach, when there was not COVID, he goes there, he's with his family, everybody passes. Hello, Jose, how are you? It's different here. In other countries, football, it's like they see you and they put you far along. The people put a barrier. Here in Portugal, we don't care. Ronaldo can be at the street or it's not, we don't put them like gods, okay? In other countries, people, oh, Jose, you spoke with me. It's normal. He breathes like us. He speaks like us. It's the same.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you. Roy, over to you, my friend. Floor is yours.
So
the floor is a little bit dark, huh?
It's a little bit dark, huh? Okay. So, Freddie, how I usually start this part of the interview is basically by asking, how did you come to Cyprus? What was the connection? Obviously, you told us a little bit about your time in Portugal. Was there a manager? Did you know something before moving to Cyprus about Cyprus or Cypriot football? How did you come to Cyprus for Dockside 2007?
Okay, at the time, I was in a stage of my career. I was playing in Asian countries. I played in Qatar. I played in Malaysia. So this was because of national team. When you play national team, you get a lot of calls from these countries, okay? At the time, I was young, 26, 27. And there is the moment that you start thinking, oh, I need to win some profit, to leave something for my kids, to buy a house, to help my family. So that's why I accepted to go to these Asian countries. But you lose. That is a good thing. It's profitable. Everybody knows that. Yes. But you lose in your passport, the stamp of being in Asia, decrease your level. You're playing in Qatar, you don't go Spain or you don't go back to Portugal or whatever. So at that time, I had only one offer from Europe, and that offer was Doxa. Doxa took a lot of Portuguese players at that time, and some players played with me. There was Rui Junior, there was Nuno Rodrigues, and other guys. And they called me. They said, Freddy, listen to this. We don't have a striker. We're going to speak with you to the coach, Bambos Christodoulos. He's a guy that he was one of the first of looking to Portuguese market to lower divisions, okay? Not from first division, lower. And they spoke about me. They said, but you need to make a trial. The coach said that you are playing in Qatar, Malaysia. Are you fit? Are you strong? It's normal. And because I'm not afraid of nothing, I said, I'm not afraid of doing a trial in Doxa. So I came. Can you imagine? 4 o'clock in the morning. Doxa at the time, it wasn't professional, okay? No problem to say that. So they should book a ticket, make a plan. So they book a ticket. I arrive 4 o'clock in the morning. And we have training, friendly match, 9 o'clock. Okay? But thanks God, physically I was always gifted. We made a friendly match, a trick. In the end of the match, come to sign the contract. So that's my story inside and the rest.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Doxa was always a team, like it was a stepping stone in the careers of a lot of foreign players. Like you mentioned, there was also Rashid Alabi, who later on played for Omonia, I think, at that time.
Correct.
And Rui Junior, Fatio Buis, who later on became a manager.
Correct.
Alice, and there was the Da Costa, the Brazilian.
David Da Costa, top scorer as well.
Yeah.
Good influence. My link was the players. The players contacted me and they put me in contact with the coach. But then when I arrived to Cyprus, there was a guy. Until today, I'm his friend. I'm thankful to him as well. His name is Costas Caravidas, agent. He was the guy that was managing my career. Okay, Cyprus is small, but you need always someone. He was teaching me small things that I didn't know. He gave me good advice. He said, with your abilities, you can reach top. You stay in my team. Try to learn Greek. Try to know how we think here, what we like, and you will be successful. If you only play for yourself and you don't understand where you are, it's pointless. You will be one more that come and go. So I follow his advice. We are friends until today. We went for dinner with families. He teach me to eat shaftalia, ampelopudia, all these things. My God.
Ampelopudia is illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal, mate.
Okay. At that time, he told me, I have to say, that those are different times, okay? Don't forget.
Well, if you're the Anorthosis president, it's okay, but...
Okay. Souflagi, okay.
Okay, souflagi, yeah. But in Doxa, I think you stayed not for a very long time before you moved to Paralimni, yeah? If I'm not mistaken, you moved to Paralimni not long after you signed for Doxa. You didn't stay long for Doxa. You went to Paralimni. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. I stayed only two and a half months. I made a deal with the...
Seven appearances, I think, and three goals, I think, you had for Doxa.
Correct.
You moved to Paralimni, in which you, I think for Paralimni, you had 13 goals in 26 appearances, which was a very impressive tally for a team, you know, fighting for relegation. And that gave you the ticket to move on to AEL. And AEL, you moved to 2009 until 2011. And I got the opportunity to play with some players like... Dikumana, who passed away a few years ago.
Correct.
And Edwin Juan, Ricardo Fernandez, Clayton, and Kerkes, who is now the manager of AEL and is doing an amazing job.
Fantastic. Kerkes is one. I have one beautiful history with Kerkes. Kerkes is a different mentality from me. Okay, Serbian guy. I am African guy with Portuguese mentality. We have a clash of mentalities. And by coincidence, we became roommates, okay? It's a guy that from that time, he was already a leader. You can see he could be a coach. He was all, Fred, you have to do like this, you have to do like that. It's an amazing character. We are friends until today with our family and kids. By the way, his son is doing excellent.
Yes,
he's doing excellent as well. He's... good guy, good person.
So you answered my question. I was going to ask you about if Kerkes seemed like he could be a successful manager like he is now and a coach, but you already answered that.
Yeah, I can tell you why. Can you imagine this? We are in preparation, okay? I came from Paralimni to AEL. When we play football, we don't check the profile like you. You do when you see a player, you go to check his background. So Kerkes just see a guy that played in Docs, a small team in Paralimni, and he came to me, and he said, "Be careful! Here the stadium is full. They demand goals, Fred. The pressure is high. Strikers come and go all the time. So this kind of." Questions that the player makes to you, it means he looks forward. He was not only looking like that. And he said, the fans here, they can become aggressive. You have to deliver passion. You have to deliver goals. And then I start saying to him, I understand that you can be afraid of me, but don't be afraid. I play national team. We have 100,000 black, aggressive fans fighting. Don't think I'm going to be afraid of 12,000. So I was, but it means he looks forward.
Yes.
He looks forward. Excellent guy. Teach me good tricks about AEL and other things as well.
That's great. So now let's just move to Omonia.
Okay.
At the time, okay, you left AEL, and at the time, Theofilos Larcu was in charge of Omonia. And
correct.
a little bit about how you moved from IL to Omonia?
Yes, it's few people know about this story. Now I can speak at those times when you play, you can't speak about things. The coach of IL that came before, it was Bambos Christodoulou, by coincidence, my first coach in Doxa, okay, which I like him very much, and he's a good guy. But when he came in preparation, and IL was champion at that time. They took the champion. But I felt that he wouldn't use me all the time first 11. This was my opinion. If I was wrong or right or wrong, we'd never know. He brought Cafu, Vou, Henrique, a lot of strikers, and he plays 4-4-2. Yes. And he came with a plan that one play one game, the other play one game, and I didn't want that for my career. I had 31 years old at the time, and I want to spend the 3-4 years playing, not being in the bench. And I felt that situation. Coach Larco called me 3 days or 4 days before the Europa League game. He called me and he said, "Freddy, I want you here in Omonia. You think it's possible?" I said, "Coach, I want to play for a bigger team than IL. Not say that IL is not a big team, but Omonia have more fans. This is unquestionable." And I said, "Yes, I'm going to speak with the president." So I went to the president. I was very honest. I am a straight guy. I don't give turnarounds. I said, "From what I see, sometimes I can be in the bench. I have 31 years old. I will not play my all my life. I give all my heart to IL. Every single game, every single training. If I have a chance to move on, you cannot demand or block my transfer. When your team is good, you have options. I will not leave IL alone. You have Cafu, Vou. Other guys can do the same like me." So the president, again, I am a gifted guy because I was surrounded with people that treat me top class. The president said, "Freddy, thank you for the effort and commitment. The door is always open. Go to your dream to play in Omonia and Europa League." So this is someone, fantastic guy. And he let me go. Other president could block me, could say the fans would kill me, because in IL they really loved me, the fans. It was excellent. I also put masks there, and he let me go. Good guy.
Is that why your celebrations when you scored against Apollon so enthusiastic, because you still had a little bit of love for IL?
Yeah. Good. When you play there, and when you involve with the people, when you see the passion, when you see guys that have the tattoo of your team, how can you don't give your best? This is it's from my education. You have to deliver your. We don't ask you to score goal every day. It's impossible, but your maximum. I never made the game in Cyprus slowly. It was always hecatombe. Always.
Bravo, Freddy. So first appearance with Omonia, it was like a dream. You know, it's like a player when he dreams of his career is, you know, to come in a full stadium, come in as a sub and then score the goal, you know. And it was, like you said, three, four days, maybe, because I think Larco called you 3-4 days, but you actually signed a day or two before the game.
Again. Right.
And, you know, I was at the stadium at the time and we were losing 1-0, and Larco called you and you equalized, and, you know, the stadium was full, the fans were mental, and you also celebrated with so much passion, as if like you supported that team since you were, as if you played in their academies, or it was your supported since a little kid. So I'd like to ask you about that first game. Obviously, as a debut, it must have stayed with you. How do you remember that game? You want to tell us some words about that?
Okay, Omonia, it will be special. I cannot forget Doxa, that opens me the door. Paralini was also good. IL, fantastic. But in Doxa, how do I say? I had to prove myself. In Paralimi, again, in AEL, I had to prove myself. In Omonia, from the first second, something I can't explain. I felt this is where I belong. I felt it in the street. Even the people saying, Freddy, you are old, but we like this passion. So there was people in Omonia that watched me playing in AEL, and they felt connected with this spirit. Once I went in the field was magic. This moment is a moment that I can compare when I was father at the first time. It was
something
brilliant. Can you, it's like you said, it's like a dream. Can you imagine you want to play in a bigger team? You feel you deserve, you have 31. The time don't change, the time doesn't come. The phone rings. You sign the contract, you come to the stadium, you feel that you are doing your best, you score the goal, and they shout your name. It's amazing. So that's one will be forever. That's why I told you.
Nella, show us the...
There we go.
There are things where there are things money can pay you. You don't go there, you go there for an idea. I believed in idea to raising up Omonia. There was with a lot of financial problems. Like I said, now I'm not playing anymore, so I can speak. You all, who is Omonia fan knows that was difficult times, financial problems. I didn't care about that. I went there knowing that the things wouldn't be so nice. And it wasn't because I improved my contract. I went with the same exactly amount I had in IL. I went to Omonia. I went there for the idea, and it was amazing, amazing.
Freddie, you mentioned the financial problems. We spoke to Sofian, we spoke to Fofi, we spoke to other players. Yeah, Skembri as well in the past, and no one really knows what happened in the background. Now, perhaps again, like I think it might have been Fofi that said that maybe it's the Cypriot players that knew more about what was going on. But you were in Cyprus for a few years prior to joining Omonia, so you knew the language, you knew the culture. Did you have an idea as to what was going wrong in the background?
I go to my manager and people around that said, Freddy, you are doing good. Cyprus is a nice country. My daughter was young. There is a moment you have to think about your family. And I said, I have to establish here. Cannot jump around from one country. So I start learning the language, even reading and writing. And I was all the time reading and writing the news. And you know that at that time, not now, they did many mistakes, like every club do. Big signings, spending a lot to go to Champions League. This is public. They brought Lualu, they brought other guys. I don't say they did wrong. It's a plan. And sometimes your plan goes wrong. You don't go to the Champions League. You don't get that income that you predict. You get bankrupt. So I was new in that because when you open the TV, they spoke about that. When you read the newspaper. So I was aware of what I was going. But I was aware of one thing. The electricity in the stadium, it's amazing. I've played in stadiums with more people, but they don't leave the team. In Omonia, it's really special. You can feel it. You can feel it. It's true. You can go to watch a game live in England. Okay, people clap. Bravo. Okay. But in Cyprus, come on. Amazing. Amazing. So that's why I moved to Omonia.
That's great. So the first year, your first year at Omonia, we ended third in the league. And we won the cup. Before I ask you about that season, you told us that you can show us the golden boots you won that season. Do you have it with you?
I have it here. I prepared for you guys. This is something that has to be.
Edo, look at that. Don't drop it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No. So, that one, this one, it's I reached another level, even with the coach Largo, now that he's director. I could score more goals. Again, all the time they put me in the sides. I don't know if you remember, they brought André Alves, striker.
Yes.
That was, that there is only one thing in my career I could change. I wish I had less speed to be more time striker. All the time you are scoring goals, Freddy. We need your speed in the side. So I wish I was more times a main striker, but it's okay. It's life. I enjoy it.
But Freddie, we had some technicians in that team. You know, Aguiar, Leo, and even Marcata, to just be honest. He was
Alex Da Silva.
Yeah.
Fantastic, amazing. Was good. We had a good team. We had good coach. Coach Larko was good, but we was facing Apoel at that time. They was with the team more years built it. I don't say they was better, but they had structure. They didn't have problems. It was different, okay? When you have a base and you build on top of that base, is easier. In Omonia was unstable. It was all new players coming. We never know. I could come to Omonia and the things could not do good. So it was a lot of players that didn't have a connection from before. That's why we didn't reach so much, but we did very good games. Very good games. It was good games at Poland, even against Apoel, Anortus. It was amazing.
Well, it was a bit of an up and down season, wasn't it, Freddie? Because if I remember correctly, from August to December, we didn't lose a game in the league. I think we only lost three games in the actual league campaign, but it was the playoffs that effectively killed us. I think, didn't we lose the first three games and then We won the next three or something. Yeah.
What happened in that season, okay? Like I said, now it's so easy to speak. It was a long time ago. Once we was there, I was on fire at that time. I was doing good. And then I had an injury. We was unlucky. We made a cup game. And it was supposed to change the players. It was not a strong game. And the coach put me to play. In the first minutes, I got an injury. I stayed 2 months outside. When you get 2 months outside with your main striker, I don't say because I'm the greatest, nothing like that. Your main striker goes out of the team. And you have another striker, André Alves, is coming. It took time to adapt. What I left from behind was a guy that the fans like, a guy that gives his maximum, so he was on fire. He couldn't perform. In the background, I was speaking with him many times. I said, André, you are an amazing player. Forget the fans become aggressive. How dare I push more? He gets confused. He's skillful than me, but he's not so fast. And he was not scoring. And the team losing, the pressure gets high. That's why we had a decrease. Then I come back. I never played. I only played in the final of the cup and I was in the bench and I didn't even perform. But I did so, I was doing so good that nobody remembers that I played only until February maximum. From there, zero. I didn't play more. That's why we dropped so much. This is internal detail. The coach could not say, hey, we have André Alves, he's not ready enough. So you lose and that's it.
But it didn't seem that the cohesion wasn't there in the club. It seemed that there was a happy squad. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. It was the we had the lack of a good man there. We faced so many problems that you can't imagine at the time. It's not. Can you imagine the fans? Think yourself as a player. Can you imagine you take your family to another country? Okay. It doesn't matter if you play good or bad, but you also have to pay rent. You also have to pay the school of your kids. You have to pay a lot of things. You have also things to pay in your main country, and then you don't get paid. And then you get stressed. You get confused. The bills knock on your door. The other guys, they don't want to know if they pay you or not. And we had so many problems. And this never comes outside. If it was bad man, we would make strikes, we would make problems. But no, the things was not doing good, not only because of that, but that affected many guys that came with dreams. They dropped contracts in other countries and they came here and nothing. Can you imagine? It's difficult to reach maximum potential. Plus with an injury, it was that. Those are the details that make that season wasn't be so good.
But why do you win the cup? So why do you think the people at the top making the decisions got away with it? Because, you know, we've heard so many different stories about other clubs throughout Europe where they're mismanaged. Fans react and they react violently. Whereas in Cyprus, it's almost as if, Sofiane said the other day, players were being handed money by the fans.
Oh, what happened is, They made what they did in Omonia. It wasn't the committee problem. I don't want to point finger to no one. I'm telling the scenario for the first time for people to know what happened in the background. I think sometimes it's good for fans. They also need to know this. Sometimes the fans, they came to the dressing room. You have to fight more. You have to run more. Many times. Can you imagine in your job? You are doing your job. If you are doing good or bad, it doesn't matter. You are there. You are there every day. They don't pay you. And come everybody from outside and go in your office and they say, come on, you have to do better. How can you perform? And they did this to us many times. It's nobody do it on purpose, but you get conditioned. You there is a block. For me, it never was a block. But not everyone is like me that don't care. There are other guys, they get, you don't run with the same power because you are tense. You have to be relaxed. So this, there was a lot of things in the background and there was also good things. There was also people from the committee saying to us, okay, today we have to go to this village, to this place because we are making a fundraising. So we have the two sides. I don't like only to show you the dark side. For me, the other side was the side that I always grabbed. I think to myself, and I was saying to the players at that time, the guys that come here and they pay the ticket to see their team, they don't care if they pay us or not. They just want us to play. So I'm this kind of guy. But there are other kind of guys. There are guys that they're professional. When you do your job, you must be paid. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you will always have a clash. If you have this in your team, it's impossible to reach full potential.
And the thing is, when you've got a club that's in financial disarray, it isn't just the players that suffer. It is the person that washes the kits. It's the person that prepares things in the background. So it affects the whole club in general. So when this is probably the strangest question that you'll ever be asked, Freddie. So, you know, be prepared for this one. But when you look at when you're talking about unsung heroes, people that don't get the recognition they deserve, who in the background at the club? I'm not talking about from the playing staff or the coaching staff. Who in the club, like someone that works at the office or someone that I don't know that cleans the footballs or whatever? Is there someone there that you think, wow, they really work their backside off for this club?
Yeah, we have so many guys in Omonia that they work for love. They work for love. And once, like I said, I'm gifted in that part because when people go to watch one game and you see your player giving his best. People open with you. So I was one of these guys. Everyone, the kit man and the others, they say, Freddie, I know you are under stress, but I don't get my salary a long time. Kit man and other guys, they work for passion for the club. So that's why Omonia is such a special place, surrounded with people that really love the team. The only thing they like, it's the team. So that's why I have so much respect for Omonia fans, Omonia people, because I saw the other side. Once you know the language, once you are with them, so many people make efforts for you to go to a simple match. Even the bus driver, you get involved with that people. That's why I like Omonia so much.
What was the bus driver's name? Shall we say hello to him?
Mihalis, I think it's Mihalis.
Hi, Mihaly.
So we spoke a little bit about the problems, but at the end of that season, we won the cup as well. And I want you to tell us, you know, the atmosphere in the dressing room. We had Sofyan on the show, who was your roommate. Serfa was your roommate.
And fantastic.
We asked him, you know, about how the atmosphere was between, you know, that obviously there were a lot of foreigners, a lot of Cypriots at the time as well. How was the atmosphere, you know, when things were going okay? We spoke about the problems, but, you know, when you win a cup, and Sofyan said that you were, you know, the positive energy, something you said as well, like you're full of positive energy and you're fun. And you make jokes. You are the crazy guy in the...
Correct.
In the locker room, something we saw from your celebrations as well. So how was that, you know, when how was the atmosphere there, especially after the wins? Because, you know, after we lose a game, you know, obviously the problems we had, but tell us about the happy times.
The good time. I was speaking about the other things. Like I told you, people know me from the field, the crazy one, and it's true. But I am such a, I like to always see the positive thing. I never had problems or between a local player, Cyprus, or raised in Omonia and for English, because I link with them. Alonestis is one of my best friends, Christophe, Ephraim. My God, these guys, they made cross so beautiful to me. It's amazing. Yeah. They invite me to go to their houses. So when I will speak, from me, it's because I know that I can connect with the guys, even if it's from Cyprus or not. But there was when we go to celebrate, we are young. It's fantastic. We go out together. We went for dinner. Even the fans, they, it's good spirit in Omonia. Can you imagine when we win the cup? Then you go in the street. The street is full. Everybody together, you go to the dinner, to the restaurant, they come to you. Beautiful. It's positive energy, good vibe. It's a good vibe.
Okay, so what about your celebrations with the masks? You know, how did that come up to you? You know, you woke up one day and you said, you know what, I'm going to wear a Darth Vader mask when I score a goal.
Okay, like you can see now, I always want to give good emotion. I respect too much people that come to watch a game. When I think about the fans, I think like when I go to the cinema. When I go to the cinema, I pay my ticket. I want to watch a good show. I don't want to go there to watch the same thing. So I was considering in changing my celebration. And it was Carnival period. And I was making the how do I say, to buy the masks and things for my kids, okay? And I was speaking with my daughter. I like to speak with her a lot. I say, I have to celebrate from a different thing. And she was telling to me, why you don't wear a mask? And I said, that's it. The masks have to come. So it started with that. I have the mask here to show you. The first mask I used, it was in IL. Was scary movie.
Ah, Scream. Apollon, yes.
Apollon against Isle, that one. This is my trophy room. The Darth Vader, was the first time I wear the mask, this mask, the Darth Vader one. This mask, at the time, Omoni, it's a bigger club, okay? And there are a lot of penalties and you take red cards and yellow cards. So I went to the chairman, sport director at the time. And I said, it was Anorthosis against, was in Anorthosis field, Omoni Anorthosis. And we was on fire. We had to win that game. But I'm always relaxed, okay? It's something that I have. And they are tense, you know, these games, everybody get tense. And I went to this sport director, if I score a goal, can I wear a mask? And he said, what you are talking about? We have to win this game. But I took the mask the same way. The trick is to give the mask to the physio guy because he has this bag. I said, don't say to no one. Today there is a goal. He put there, so when I scored the goal, I put the mask. Of course, the sport director, he came to me, Freddy, when I shot with you, I was joking, okay? I was joking. And the other one, it was also against Anorthosis. I like to wear in derbies. It was this, the Shrek one.
Why Shrek? Yeah. Why Shrek?
The Shrek was because many kids, when you put one mask in IL, there are many fans, okay? But when you put a mask in Omonia, it's almost half of the country. So whenever you go in the restaurant, they will start, oh, put Spider-Man, put this. And one kid said, Freddy, why you never put Shrek? It's my favorite. Said, next game I will put Shrek.
Okay, oh, so that's brilliant.
It's a thing that goes, you get too much connected with people in Omonia. And living in Nicosia, almost everyone is from Omonia. So who's that?
Freddie, I think you've answered about four questions from the Instagram page just with one sentence. That's brilliant. Yeah. You saved me some time. Obrigado.
Oh, my God. Nada, amigo. Portuguese.
Okay. A little bit. I try.
I'm going to take you on a little bit of a roller coaster because we spoke about, you know, some bad memories. Then we spoke about winning the cup, the good times, the celebrations, the masks. I'd like you to give us your version of the story. Your second year at Omonia, I think your last game with Omonia was a game against Apoel. And then you had an offer from a team in Angola, was it? And you
Correct.
And, you know, the committee and the manager wasn't very happy, also the fans. But I think you refused to train as well. And you said you don't want to risk being injured. Do you want to tell us your version of the story, what happened? Because it's interesting to find out.
Correct. So what happened at that time, I like to be clean, true, honest. Everybody knows I'm thankful and I give all my best. That is something I don't even negotiate. I know I really did my best. But I'm 32, becoming 33. Yeah. The time is ticking, and I had to play in my country, okay? This is something I qualified to World Cup, and I never played in Angola. I came from Angola young, and they was calling me all the time to play there in the top team there, like Omonia from there, okay? Mm-hmm. And in Omonia at that time, we had a lot of problems again, always the same situation, and I didn't appreciate the way I was treated, not by Omonia, by that specific coach, which I don't have any, how do I say, I don't have any personal problem with him. It's a job problem. So I was top scorer in one season. Larco left. He came. If you can check the records, he always used me in the bench. I was never playing 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but always with the same passion. The day that I scored the goal with Anorthosis, I came as a substitute. I did my best. I scored the goal and I put the mask. I don't let my feeling interfere with the job. But the truth that I was not playing. The truth that we was not getting paid. And I have an opportunity to go back to my country. Why not? I was not essential to the team. I was not playing 90 minutes. I didn't abandon. So I made a deal with the comic. I didn't refuse to play or something. I went to the coach and I said, "Coach, I have chance to play in Angola. I'm playing here 5 minutes. Even in the last game against Apoel, he put me last 2 minutes from the game. You can change a game like this. So it means you are not essential to the team." "That's correct. Not essential to the team." And in Angola, the market is different from Europe. "Open at that time." And I put them that question. "Can you release me to go?" And once again, because I am thankful, they had some problems. They had to pay me. And because I will never be a mercenary, I said, "Leave everything that you have to pay me and release me to go. I think it's fair. We don't have objectives. We was not fighting to champion. There was nothing special there. Okay, it was just fulfilling calendar." So that's what I did. I asked and they released me. I didn't fight with no one. The coach said, "Thank you for my commitment." The guys from the committee the same way. And I went to Angola to play the last 2 years of my career, 1.5 years. And I had a plan for myself. I wanted to work with football. And I had the deal playing 2 years, 1.5 years in Angola, and then became team manager of national team. So that was a personal decision, not that I don't like the team or that I was not thankful or that I was problematic. Thanks God, I never had problems with no one. So that's the reason. That's what happened. And it was very emotional to me. I didn't want to speak nothing, but I asked one journalist that I had, and I made a statement, and I said, "When the game finish, please put this statement." And the statement, I was saying that I'm thankful to everyone, I'm thankful for what they did to me, but I have to play in my country before I retire. That's it, nothing more.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for clearing that out.
Yeah.
I don't know, still, do you got anything you want to ask Freddie before we go to the last section of the interview, which is going to be basically quick questions from fans and followers?
I'm good. Let's go straight over to that, mate.
You want to go that? I was going to ask Freddie if he wants to tell us something about his new chapter in his career, because you work as a manager now. Do you want to tell us something about are you working alone? Are you working for a company of managers? What are you doing now?
Okay.
What are you doing now?
So when I left Cyprus, and I have to come back to Cyprus, I think it's 8 years or 9 years, I have to go back. But when I left Cyprus, I went to Angola to play, just to play 1.5 years and starting to see what is the other side of football. Because I can... In the younger stages, my mother gave me good education. She put me in English school, in French school, and Spanish school. I could speak English, French, and Spanish, plus Greek. But Greek is not useful in that places. So when I spoke with the team and the national team, they said, "Come here. You have experience and you speak many languages." The national team, when you play against Nigeria, in Nigeria, they only speak English. When you play against Senegal, they speak French. So I knew I would be useful there. I played and then I stayed 2 years or 3 years as a team manager, give me experience. And then I came back to Portugal where I live with all my family and I opened my own academy. I needed to have 3 years of somebody in my back, was the national team, to learn the things, okay? It's very different just to go for training and then to become a guy that make connection with the clubs. So nowadays I am here in Portugal. My company name is Scout CV. What we do is I work alone. This is only my company. And we fulfill one gap in the market. Once you want to send a player from one country to the other, there is always a gap. You don't know his background. You don't know how he plays. So what my company do, we make a page, a web page with his full name, his characteristic, his speed, how he trains, how he runs, where he plays. So once you have that web page and you give to the coach already knows who you are. And this, from what I saw, even in top teams, when you make a transfer from Portugal to Spain, there are, they make a lot of message. They make a message of photos, the name, the videos. It's too much. And what we did, it we made...
You streamlined it. You made it small. You condensed it, yeah.
So this is what we do. And the other thing we do, we also represent players. I have the... This is my taste. I like strikers, okay? I like... So I have in my company, I have 10, 12 strikers that I'm building. Just the interview today went a little bit late because I was closing one striker. And this summer, for the first time, I will bring some players to Cyprus as well. So this is basically what I do in these days.
That's great.
I think I send you one link of what we do in the webpage for you still.
You did,
I think,
yep.
I sent you. So yep, yep. Is this what we do? And it's doing good. It's doing good. I miss the emotion of playing. There's nothing like playing. Playing is the best thing. I play here with my friends and I wear the mask when I score a goal.
Amazing. Brilliant. Brilliant.
So, okay.
Should I go to the quick fire questions, Roy?
Yeah, quick fire questions. Have you got any or shall I go?
I've got a few from the Instagram.
Okay, go.
Go with those? Hello. Okay, Freddie, this question is from Mike Pieri, who's the chairman of Omonia Youth in London. He asks, who is your toughest opponent?
Toughest opponent? My toughest opponent was when I was playing Omonia against IL, because they know my tricks. The guys in IL, they knew. And was Edwin Owen. I don't know if you remember, the stopper. So he was fast and strong, and you know my moves. So this one of the toughest in Cyprus.
Okay, question from Dori Dullis. He asked, what's your favorite goal?
My favorite goal? Ever or in Cyprus?
I guess it's for Omonia.
The favorite goal is this there. Against Salzburg, it's because of the things that we were speaking before. The first game, first goal, first love was that with Salzburg.
Great stuff. I have one question from myself.
Okay.
What were Bruno's parties like?
Bruno?
Yeah, what were his parties like?
Party, Bruno Aguiar. I was more party guy than Bruno Aguiar.
Okay.
He was okay. He was not married at the time, Bruno. So it's normal. He could have more fun. But it's okay. It was good. Bruno Aguiar. He lives next near to me, 10 minutes from me here in Portugal. Time to time we get together. And that's it. It was good. Good parties.
Yeah, I can kind of have a rough idea because Timo Wenzel told me that, you know, they were a bit fun.
Okay.
that's the only word I'm going to use. Fun. They were fun. But yeah, they must have been incredible. And the music that you guys must have played, especially with that Portuguese, African, South American contingent, because obviously Noah Kaseke was there from, you know, Leo, as we mentioned, that the parties and the music must have been great.
Yeah, it's a Portuguese vibe is a good vibe, like you said. And, you know, we have a connection, African connection, Brazilian connection, and Portuguese. It's a mix. The vibe is really good. Here we are also party people. It's quite common. Everybody likes to go out to dance, okay? In the correct time, of course, but we are good people. We like to party. We really like to party.
Kuduro, there you go.
Kuduro is from Angola, okay?
There you go.
Angola is Kuduro. It's amazing how you dance. So in the locker rooms, what I did many times, when they say I was the joy, when we lose games, there is only one thing to relax. I would bring the speaker, Kuduro, put them to dance, relax, that's it. That's the spirit.
Lovely.
That's
lovely.
The spirit.
Roy?
So yeah, I'd like to ask you, who was your best teammate? the questions referring to ammonia, like your time in ammonia.
Referring to ammonia. To ammonia. Best teammate in ammonia. I will choose two. The best teammate to deal with was Alex Da Silva. Amazing guy. He really put me up when I was down. He also has down periods, and he was always there on me, staying with in the end of the training. Fred, he improved there. His skill is amazing. He teach me some ways to touch the ball. Good friend as well. He was all the time together. And the other guy that I have to consider is Jorgo Efrem. Was the guy that understood me better than ever in the field. It's amazing. You make a move, he passed the ball. His game connected with mine. Beautiful. This is one guy that I really enjoyed to play with. As friend, Alex Da Silva.
Okay. Another question we have here is, which team do you support in Europe? Like growing up, was there a team you supported?
Yeah. I am a fan of Benfica because in Portugal, we are Benfica. So I'm a fan. I can say Benfica. It's the team that I support, let's say.
What do you have any regrets in your career? Obviously, earlier you said you wish you were a little bit slower so you could play.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think that's a regret. That's like a gift.
I have a regret in my career, but at those times you are young. I had 23, I think, and I got one offer from Leeds United. Leeds United was on championship. I went to Leeds United. I made the trial. In England, you need to make a trial. They give me the contract to sign. And one night before, my agent, the name is Jorge Baidé, Brazilian guy, he got me the offer from Qatar. It was better than Leeds. And that day, I had to make a decision. Or I stay in Leeds United Championship. It wasn't the Leeds that we know, but it was Championship. And to play in Championship in England, you can come up, you can go down. So that was my moment. And I choose to go to Qatar. I regret. I shouldn't make that. But that's the only regret I have. The other things was excellent.
That was 2006, wasn't it?
2006, correct. Before I went to Qatar, it was in the moment that we qualified for World Cup. You attract a lot of people. They convinced me to go trial.
So
it was an amazing experience. Kevin Blackwell was the coach.
Kevin, you wouldn't have liked him. You wouldn't have liked him. I'm telling you this now. I've spoken to many footballers who don't like him at all. They don't like him. But then John Carver took over. John Carver took over, and he ended up coaching at Ammonia.
And I was there, and it was amazing. The experience, Kevin Blackwell. I didn't get in touch. The trainings there are different. One thing I realized in England, you never know with the guys from the first team, the guys from the reserve team. They all train together. They're all trained with the same pace. And they don't have flair. They don't have flair, but it's so mechanic. Was good as well to be there. But I decided to go Qatar.
Well, I think Rui Marquez was there at the time.
Rui Marquez was there and he stayed there.
That's stayed right. There. But they
the
had
other guys I remember, it was
Torre André Flo.
David Ealy. It was Gary Kelly.
Gary Kelly,
Was good. Good team.
Gary Kelly and Alan Thompson was there, I think, who's at Celtic now, I believe, coaching.
I don't know many names. I don't know many. Those names are the ones I remember. Mm. It was good. Good experience.
So a couple of more questions from me.
Okay.
You said that you haven't been in Cyprus for almost 8 years now. But
The moment I left, I never came back.
So, but do you still follow the league here? Do you know what's going on? Do you know Do you follow the scores? You know, do you know what's going on?
Yes, I know. I always follow. I always, like I told you, I keep in touch with Larko. We are friends. Time to time we speak. We try to make some things together. It doesn't work. You know, when you are bringing players, some players they want, some players they don't want. Also with IL, I keep in touch with many teams. But I believe it's the moment to go back to Cyprus. I will go before this summer and COVID allows.
The reason I ask you is because I want you to give us your opinion about the title race. There's Omonia, AEL, Orthosi. They're all there. There's these four teams and all contenders for the league. And I wanted to ask you your opinion.
Yeah, about AEL, they win the last game 2-1 against Apollon, and they approach Omonia. I know AEL have one game. If I'm not wrong, they have one game less.
No, we're all on 25 games, so now it's
already
1 point ahead of AEL and 2 from Apollon. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got the derby at the weekend. We've got we've got them lot.
Yeah.
What I can see is AEL improved a lot. It's not normal to be in the race like Kerkes. Our friend is doing a good job. Omonia finally is dominating. Last year they was champion. We know that the league didn't stop, but they was the champion in title. And this year they are proving again that they are on the good way. The team in our days, the teams are more balanced. Okay, you don't have a main 11. You have players that you can use. The coach is doing a good job. The coach is from Norway.
Yes,
good. He's doing good. And I believe they really deserve to finish the league in first position to finally have the trophy that they didn't got last year. Last year was because the league stopped. So this year they have the chance of winning the game till the end of the league to close. Apoel, from what I'm seeing, they are fighting. They are so degrees down. So a lot of things change. It's normal in football. There are up and downs. But thanks God, Omonia is on top. That's it.
Yeah. So it sort of answers my question. Omonia or AEL, who do you prefer?
Honestly, my heart has to be with Omonia because first game, first goal, top scorer. You can't take that from your heart. But I cannot forget AEL. I also put masks in AEL. I also had good trophies, but I was about silver. We didn't get any trophy. And in Omonia, we get cup, super cup, top scorer, best player, best for Ignor. So I will be more connected with Omonia. It's understandable, but never forgetting AEL.
Yeah. Okay. So just one last thing from me. As you mentioned, you learn how to speak Greek. So you remember a few words in Greek. What words do you remember, or any of the songs that the fans used to sing, like from Thirainia?
I know the songs from Thirainia, of course, and I know to speak Greek. Milo Ellenika, mono evdomita disekaton.
Me too.
So I can speak Greek, it's okay, because the words in Greek are similar to Portuguese. When you say porta is the same like in Portuguese. Varanda is the same, vaso is the same. So what it took me too much time was to write, because when you put the O and the I, it means one sound. That one was difficult. I really had to have the teacher 2 times a week. But speaking, I can speak the football words, the things that I like to say when they say, Freddy, do you speak Greek? Define yourself in Greek. And I say, Fotkia spiritia.
Bravo, Freddy.
Then you know.
Oh, Fotkia spiritia. Bravo, Freddy.
Absolutely brilliant.
One last thing. Usually I say that when we finish the show. Can you say Omonia Laos Prodastrima for us?
I can. Why not? Omonia Laos Prodastrima.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, Freddie, thank you ever so much for your time. Really appreciate it. You've given us close to 2 hours, man. And look, you know, it's been a pleasure and honor to have you on. We'd love to have you back on again. Maybe we can do a show with Sofiane, with Fofi, with whoever we can get on. It'll be great to talk Omonia with you, and good luck with everything. What you're doing is incredible.
Thank,
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Like I told you, it's really, 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 I feel blessed to play in Cyprus, to meet such wonderful people like you guys. And we stay here 2 hours with, and we could stay here days, because it was really special moments. And my God, what to say? I have to go back to Cyprus. If I go there, I will let you guys know. And if I go England, I call you and we go to meet Mourinho. If you
100%.
Live next to him, that's it.
100%. You've got yourself a deal, my friend. You have a deal. You're more than welcome, mate. I've got a spare room. You can stay here if you want.
Okay. For you in Omonia, that I have to say in Greek, of course. Omonia, menis kin kardam kardiamu katemera ke kalitera.
Goosebumps.
You gave me goosebumps.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Freddy. That's the best way to finish it. Thank you so, so much, Freddy. Thank you so much.
There you go. That was our interview with Freddy, guys. We're on the OLB. Give us a follow on Instagram. Roy, I'll leave this one bit to you. Go on, mate. Until next time.
Πάμε σιλά καμου. Ομόνια λαός πρόθλημα.